This is Floor Radio. This is the final part of a three-part series. We're talking about installation. We're talking with John McGrath, the director of INSTALL, the International Standards and Training Alliance. John, in the previous segment, we were talking about the warranty being offered by INSTALL. Now, you doubled that warranty, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, I think one of the last times we talked, you announced that. I think that was earlier this year, up to two years and $10,000, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly it. In January, the INSTALL warranty had been in effect for almost a year because we started it. The first INSTALL warranty contractor was signed up in February of 2013. And then we announced the INSTALL warranty at a press release at NeoCon in June of 2013. By January of 2014, we had not had one claim against the warranty, because our contractors do the job right, and then they satisfy their customers, they fix any concerns. So we didn't have any claims against the warranty, so we doubled it to a two-year warranty and $10,000, and we still, to date, it's been now, 16 months since February of 2013, we still, to date, have not had one claim against our warranty.
So I guess you've gotten some pretty positive feedback on that then, obviously.
Yes. We've and we are reaching out. Our latest outreach is to customers and developers, owners, and manufacturers and specifiers about the importance of choosing and setting standards for superior contractors. And so we've married a lot of the standards that satisfy customer needs, the legal needs, the performance needs, capable business needs, our warranty, and then we've also recently added infection control training into it, and customers, healthcare groups, have embraced it. So we've had a number of healthcare groups that have put it into their standards for INSTALL warranty and ICRA infection control training as requirements for the contractors to do the work.
Very interesting. What sort of things are you working on now, John?
That is what we're working on. We're trying to raise customer awareness and education about the importance of superior contractors. And so we are reaching out to the design community, to specification writers. We are sharing our superior contractor standards. In fact, we call it responsible bidder standards. And so we're sharing that with end users and owners and specifiers. We're sharing it with manufacturers, and we feel that it is the most reliable way for a customer or anybody with a stake in a successful installation to ensure that they'll have a successful installation.
Well,
contractors will get the job done right.
Yeah. Well, it's got to make everybody feel right. Everybody knows the downside of something going wrong, and as much as you can do on the front end to ensure that does not happen, the better off everybody is.
That's exactly it. And Dave, we are trying to help the industry as a whole. We feel that we're capable and confident. So if people have high standards, we feel that we'll do good. Our contractors will be successful. But in all of these standards that we are sharing with the specifiers, with end users, and with the manufacturers, they are not exclusive to INSTALL. They are superior contractors. So if you don't have to be an INSTALL contractor to satisfy these standards. We're not asking anybody to cut off any type of customer base or any type of opportunity for them. We're just saying set high standards, and if you set high standards, you'll get the satisfaction, and we're confident that we'll do well under the high standards.
You know, one thing I read on your website before we started talking was the organization's views on productivity, which really goes hand-in-hand with standards and training, I guess, doesn't it?
Oh, in every chapter of our curriculum, we have productivity tips, we have safety tips, we have green tips. So it's about all success is determined by satisfying the customer. Everything that we do, we're trying to satisfy the customer. If you can satisfy the customer, well, then you'll do well. So flooring is a production trade. You know, you can never get away from that. So we have to marry quality and production, and we do the best we can to do that.
Now, you obviously work in several markets, not in all markets, and you have, you know, thousands of installers around the country. What's your view of what's happening outside of the purview of install? I mean, is the installation or the skill and the knowledge level improving or not improving, would you say, in the rest of the world?
Well, through this install warranty program, we recruit contractors that are willing to travel. So our footprint has been expanded through this program. Traditionally, as you know, and I'm not sure how well your audience knows, installs bases have been the Midwest and the Northeast, Toronto and Vancouver. And so a customer was restricted in that they couldn't benefit from the install program everywhere. But now with this install warranty program, our install warranty contractors are willing to travel. So we have expanded our footprint to the south, to the west, and to farther reaches in Canada. And we're growing with that. So you will see install and the availability for install quality in areas where we haven't been. And specifically to answer your question, it's a mixed bag. You know, there are, outside of install, there are other organizations that are trying and they're working hard at training, you know, and so you do have people that are within the industry that are trying to elevate the standards and trying to give industry recognized training. So you do have it where there's always efforts and we're growing. And unfortunately, you know, where we had it where it's installations are a commodity and everything's price-driven, and you have a lot of customers. You have most of the customers in the flooring industry gamble every time they make the purchase because they don't know who's going to do the installation.
Well, it is a gamble. I've never really heard it described that way, but that's in essence what it is. And I don't know, a lot of people I guess just feel like dollars and cents are really where it's at. I was trying to find a good way to say this. They'll ask an installer, you know, knocks on their door, wants a job, how much do they charge? And I guess that's not been a good trade of this industry.
That's it. And there are some installations, there are some markets that don't value quality. It's run and gun. They just cheap product, cheap installation. It's not going to be there that long. It's going to be replaced. And so those markets, well, then you don't really need the training and you don't need the quality, and you can use poorer quality products. But that's an exception. So if you're a customer that cares about quality, well, then it's important for you to have an awareness that you have choices, you have options. You can go to a superior contractor with past performance, and they can show you, give them their credentials. They can show that they're legal. They can show the training of their installers. They can provide you with the 2-year warranty. So if I don't know if the customers all know that they have these options. And I don't know if the customers realize that just because they walked into a dealer and they bought a flooring product doesn't mean that that dealer knows who's going to do the installation when it happens.
Yeah.
And that's where the gamble is. Well, you can buy a product and then you have no idea who's going to do the installation because it's going to be a subcontractor, and that subcontractor determines the success or failure of that purchase.
It would seem to me, with the pressure that's being exerted on independent retailers at this point in time, by the big box players and their efforts to take share, that it really boils down to service and to installation. It would seem like the pressure would be on them, at least retailers in the know, to get the talent you know, that is available out there to do this thing, to do the installation right. I don't know that that's happening, but it would seem like the pressure would be on to have that happen with retailers that are in the know.
I agree. I agree in the long run, quality does prevail, and you want to have dependability. You want to have reliability, whether you're a retailer, whether you're a customer. You want to know that when you're buying something, you're going to get what you paid for, and when you're paying somebody, you're going to get what you deserve. And so if you're a retailer and you're using subcontractors and, you know, you have all that anxiety and you have the callbacks and you have people disappearing, that's just a tough way to make a living. And I don't know if I'd want to be a person that has to suffer through that.
I hear you. John, what are your growth plans? What are the growth plans of Install going forward?
Well, in order for Install to satisfy the needs of our customers, and also to, in order for Install to be readily embraced by our customers, Install needs to be able to service our customers whenever and wherever they need us. And so Install needs to grow. So that's the most important thing that we need to do. So between contractor base and geographic regions, Install needs to grow in that effort. And the more education out there, well, I think that's the first thing. We need to grow, and then in turn, we need to educate customers about their options and awareness for superior contractors. And I think things will work out well for everyone involved.
I've got you. John, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and sharing all this with you or with us. It's always great talking with you.
Pleasure is mine, Dave. I really enjoy the conversations, and it's always great to have a conversation with you because it always helps me with perspective.
Well, I always enjoy it, and I always learn a lot, too, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with John McGrath. He is director of Install, the International Standards and Training Alliance, and this is Floor Radio.